Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Every 4 years around this time, I get election fever. Luckily, I've developed an immunity to it. Election fever killed over one-third of the galactic population. Of course, the worst part wasn't the fever. It was the annoying rants everyone made about it on social media. In tonight's tale, you'll meet someone who contributed to part-time mutancy and your full-time doom!
Here are my papers, sir. I think everything's in order. I filled out everything.
Well, let me be the judge of that.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to presume.
First thing I have to do is make sure that these are verified documents.
Yes, they are. You can see that. Well, they have the seal on of the
take
ministry,
your word
sir.
For it, actually. Yes.
So everything seems to be in order there, and
yeah, these papers are medical. Long medical file.
Well, I've had a couple of issues over the years. Everything's resolved now. I can assure you of that. I'm fully fit to serve, sir. I'm absolutely fully fit.
What's this one here? It says prone to episodes.
Well, that's okay. All right. It was a few years ago. I realized that I had a sensitivity. Let's just call it that. A sensitivity to light. And strobing lights will make me have an epileptic, sort of epileptic seizure.
Okay. I'm actually not allowed to know those things about my troops, okay?
No, I'm sorry.
I should have been...
Well, you asked me, sir.
I know. And you told me.
And I did. I was up front with you.
We have a strict policy of ask-tell.
Yes, sir.
Sir, have you cleared my new co-pilot?
I have. I'm going to give him the talk, okay?
All right. I'll be waiting over here, packing my gear, ready to go to fly this ship.
All right. I don't know your story, all right?
I told you a little bit about the seizure thing.
I know. I don't want to know your story.
Understood,
sorry,
sir.
That's what I
understood.
Meant to say.
Understood.
Listen, I don't want to know your story.
All right.
I don't really want to know who you are.
Okay. Huh? You don't want to know who I am?
I need to know who you are.
I'm Jenkins, yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Jenkins.
Thank you.
Jeremy. Don't need to know your personal history.
Well, that you saw the
got
medical.
It on your file.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't want to. I'm talking about my personal likes and dislikes versus what I have to do for my job,
sir,
okay?
Yes.
Well, my job requires me to know all of those things.
Absolutely, sir.
As a guy, on a Sunday, I just want to hang out in the backyard.
I would love that.
Kids,
I would love that. Can we do that?
No. We can't. Together? Do you have kids?
I have one.
It's in your file. Yeah. I don't want to know that.
Girl.
Thanks. They can throw. You know what? I have a girl, too.
You do?
They can hang out.
Yeah. That'll be good.
When we get back.
Okay.
From this
hellish
one-way trip.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay.
Into space.
I signed on.
Jenkins?
Yes, sir. Sir. General. Kernshaw.
You might have episodes.
Just a flashlight.
You might be just a regular guy.
Just about least a minute.
But this is space.
I know.
And this is space flight. And I need you co-piloting at the top of your game.
You can count on me, sir.
All right?
I'll do what I can.
You're gonna travel into the dark void of infinity.
It's just the three of us, right? You,
no.
Me, and that other guy?
There's an android.
Good God. A droid. Can I take my application back, sir.
All right, I need that co-pilot. We're taking off.
All right. Best of luck.
You're coming, right?
Me? Yeah. I'll be in the Admiral's... Wait, yeah, I'm the General. But I'll be in the Admiral's quarters. Because I got balls.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Well, there's no Admiral on this ship, so...
Exactly, so...
Take any room you want.
Yeah. If anybody tells the Admiral, they are fucking dead.
Had no intention, sir. No intention at all.
Ask Tell, sir.
All right. Ask Tell. That's right.
One-way trip into the dark void of space with my new co-pilot, you yourself, sir, and the android on this disco spaceship.
Disco spaceship is ready to launch. Jenkins.
Yes, sir.
Henshaw.
Flashing lights are go, sir.
I'm up deck! What the hell?
God damn it, Henshaw.
What is going on in here?
Astra. See you decided to join us.
All right, you don't need to start with this with me right now.
General, I thought you said there were only the three of us plus a droid on.
Yeah. Gentlemen, meet Astra.
Astra, the droid.
Hi.
This is a droid?
Yeah, I'm a droid. I don't have a soul. I don't have a heart. Like, I don't need this from you. I don't need this from anyone. What went on when I was coming in?
Well, we just got our new co-pilot, and then
I see that. I have eyes.
Fine, you asked. And then I flipped the disco light switch.
Of course.
Like this.
Sorry.
And that happened. Yeah. Now you're up to speed.
Astra. Wow, you're so real. Your skin is warm.
Yeah, they've really moved forward in the realm of, things like me. I have a heart, but it's just, basically a watch. So what exactly is going on in your body when those lights flash?
Oh, well, it turns out my neural pathways...
I don't need to hear this! General!
General, just why don't you go...
Let me show you to your Admiral's quarters.
I will show myself to the Admiral's quarters! You 2-3 ragtag group of ne'er-do-well fishes out of waters!
Hey, I'm pretty good at my job and I've been doing this a long time.
Okay, granted, okay. You're gonna have to just learn to get along with each other!
I think we have a
I think we're fine.
Sure, I'm gonna do my best, sir.
We're not fighting.
Part of my standard talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Your job is to get us to the Flognar system to wage war on the Flognars!
War on the Flognars? Of course, sir! I read the dossier, I read the brief.
I don't want to know about it! I'll be in my quarters! If anything goes wrong, I will be out here with a vaporizer!
There's a strict no vaporizer policy on the ship, sir.
You're gonna pierce the wall.
It's very dry in my quarters.
Understood.
Got it, sir.
Okay. Alright.
Wow, look at him. I'm just proud to be serving under General Crenshaw.
Oh.
I've read everything about him. I've read every single book about him. I've read every article. I've seen all the holovids.
Alright, Brown Noser.
Sorry.
You take your co-pilot seat. Astra, get yourself plugged into the navigation.
Okay, here we go.
And let's get started.
What is she doing?
She's plugging herself
in. That's where my plugs
are.
Don't
stare.
Shouldn't they have put the plug somewhere else?
I don't know. Someone was being funny when they built me, I guess.
All right.
But why does the plug have to be shaped like
okay,
that?
Okay, all right, let's
co-pilot,
stop.
Pay attention.
So weird.
Engines are go.
Henderson, have a second before it just blocks off.
We're taking off.
Just a second.
What is your problem?
Can I have a private moment with you're an engineer.
Turn your audio receptors off for just a second,
Astra.
Okay,
here we go. I just gotta put my finger in here.
Henderson, I don't trust this thing. I don't trust her.
Astra?
Yes.
She's been on thousands of space trips, is an essential part of our crew.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. Astra, I gotta get her attention here. No, she can't hear that.
Here, let me put this plug in. There.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm back.
Okay, great. We're ready to go. Engines are go. Warming up, and we are ready to take off. As long as you've got the navigation in, we're ready to rock and roll.
Okay, just insert this.
Perfect.
Okay, and...
3, 2, 1, rocket go now!
Oh! The G's.
You'll get used to it, rookie. Look at him.
What's going on over here? The rookie throwing up?
Yeah, he's having a hard time.
Sorry, sir.
Jenkins, oh my God, what's happened to you?
First time, sir. I puked, sir.
Jenkins, more than that. You got a hand growing out of your left arm?
Good God, yes, I do.
I noticed that after the lights.
Ew, it's such a feminine hand.
It is.
It was just so nice, I didn't say anything about it.
Fingers are so tapered and womanly. What the hell is happening to me?
I know what's happening.
What?
Space travel combined with the disco lights on our disco ship have mutated you.
Who's got his file?
You do.
Just right here.
It's all right.
Go look at this.
God damn it, it says that exact same thing in your medical file.
That I'm capable of mutations.
You're mutant prone.
I knew that. It was my file. I should have disclosed that to you, sir, but you didn't ask me.
I should have.
Well, you demanded him not tell you.
You know, there's a real gray area in these rules. All right, I wish it was more cut and dry.
Yeah.
Well, what are we supposed to do now, okay? We literally can't turn around, okay? The ship was not built to ever turn.
No,
we are headed
not.
To this war now with a mutant who's gonna, I'm sure, kill us as soon as this slender woman's hand has developed a little bit more.
Well, let's see. Do you know how bad your mutation is? Like, what things do you... Can you do anything?
Yeah, you seem surprised about this, but it was, again, it was in the forms.
Well, let me tell you a little something.
I don't want to hear it!
Go back to your quarters, sir.
You two ragtag newbies!
Again, we've been here a while, and we've
my first mission. My first mission.
We're very solid.
This is the kind of a speech I do, you guys.
Okay. Are just going to have to get over your own personal prejudices and intolerances and treat this freaky deaky mutant like one of your own family!
Okay.
So, guys, here's the deal, right? You see, you might think that the hand growing out of my forearm is the mutation, but truth is, the hand is the original part. The rest of me is the mutation.
And what, the flashing lights just brought the original part out of you?
That's
right. Or are you just separately epileptic?
And that's right. All those things are right, yes. Oh, I'm separately epileptic, mutant prone.
So what are you saying? That if we pulled all this man away from that hand, there would be a tiny woman in there, and that's who you really are?
That's right.
And what can the tiny woman do?
A whole hell of a lot.
Perhaps she could win the war for us.
Maybe.
When we get to Flognar.
Well, we know the Flognars are susceptible to one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey.
Tiny women.
That's right. That's why I came on this mission. That's why I had to hide some of the details of my condition so I could get aboard.
But that file was pretty lengthy. You didn't really hide
it. No, it was in there. It was on the first page. It was on page one.
He never reads the first page of anything.
Skips it.
No, he thinks it's a cover page.
Yeah,
every time.
He always thinks it's a title page or just like,
right.
It's
okay.
Like how you flip through at the beginning of a magazine
of course,
just to get
yeah.
through all the ads.
Oh, those ads.
Yeah,
like,
just the ads.
So many
They're
ads.
Mostly
so
ads.
Lots of ads. So that's me! In a nutshell, tiny woman inside my arm, rest of me a mutant. Don't judge me.
No, well, no judgment. I mean, we can use you to... We can send you into Flognar territory, and then you can mutate, and the tiny woman can be like a secret weapon hidden inside of you, like a Trojan man.
I love it. Let's do that thing.
Okay, well, we still have to get there, so...
I don't trust you.
I'm getting that vibe, okay? And I can't...
She's an android.
I didn't choose to sound like this. I didn't choose
You're
to have
programmed.
These sarcastic eyes.
You bleed white.
Yeah, I do bleed white, okay?
Yeah. Sorry, I had to say that. I know it's a horrible prejudice. It goes
what
back.
Is
I feel
your
like
problem?
You, I feel like you adding on top of it that you have issue with me is really overcomplicating things right now. We're dealing with this I'm sorry.
No,
I know,
it's okay.
I'm sorry.
The only thing
no,
that
I'm
this is
upset.
Doing is proving the general right.
You don't feel emotions. Upset?
I mean...
You say you
zero,
feel...
01101. I'm gonna go over here.
What have you two done to Astra?
Sorry, sir. We got into a little bit
the
of a
The new guy upset her.
Altercation. I
he told her she bled white.
It just came out. just came out with those old prejudices that we have against synthetic life, sir.
We?
Die hard!
We?
God damn it, you three. This is the cold vacuum of space. And if we're not going to take care of each other, well, then who are we going to take care of?
God, he makes the most sense with
anything. Oh, God, he's so
right. Always the third speech is breath.
It
is.
The first two are really
always
tough
to
get through.
Always he has to kind of stumble
because he has to really find
Well, they set you up, right?
He has to find himself first.
They set you up for the third, which is the payoff.
The four of us to just hold hands, all right?
Now it's the four of us.
Okay, everybody, we're all going to get together.
All right.
I want to hold that extra hand over there. I want to get my hands on that one.
There it is.
There we go.
Catch that little one there.
That's it.
Now, all right. Now listen. There's only one thing that's going to get us through this trip.
Yeah.
Four-way kiss.
What?
What?
He's talking about a hyper kiss.
Hyper kiss into the 10th dimension.
That's right. The only thing that's going to leap us into the Flognars.
It'll get us right there.
Is it 3-2-1 kiss or 3-2 kiss?
Or should we do like a real slow heads in kind of thing?
Well, maybe we should just
3-2 for the victory of the Empire kiss.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay,
all right.
Yeah,
now
sure.
Everybody over the warp capacitor.
Yep, we're here.
I'm just going to open it up so that our saliva mingles with
really
the
hair
cells.
All right.
Hairs are standing up on the back of my neck.
I know. Your face is going to burn a little.
Oh,
all right.
Check it out. My hair's standing up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know. Just
it's
like
a science set.
I wish you always looked like that.
All right. Are you guys ready?
She's not so bad.
Now, look at us all. Look at us all. Different people, creeds, robots,
human, life,
mutant. We, one bleeds white. The other has a hand.
You shout.
I shout.
I'm very capable at my job.
He's very good.
Yeah,
very good. I've noticed
he's
very
competent.
Uncommonly so. In fact, scarily so.
Yeah,
and
I
don't
know.
Trust
he should
one.
Be,
what?
He should
oh, I don't trust him either.
Now, how do we get past that? Four-way kiss.
Four-way hyper kiss.
Here we go.
Ready?
Three, two, for the victory of the Empire.
More tongue. Oh, more tongue. More tongue.
That worked! We made it! We're inside Flognar territory!
Look at that. The stars are different. The stars, I don't recognize the patterns.
Astra knows where we are.
Astra.
I know exactly where we are.
Access the charts.
Here we go.
Plug that thing into you.
Make it. Ow. Ouch. All right, we're right beside their base. We just need to get in. Again, you're gonna have to expose that tiny, freaky hand.
I'd love a little uniform for this thing.
Ooh, like a lace glove.
Like something.
You're our Trojan horse,
right,
man.
You should hide it.
They can't know.
Now, what they love to do more than anything is to take a hand smaller than theirs, put it against their hand, and go, look at how small this hand is.
Like the monsters.
And they get distracted.
They
by
get
it.
Distracted by going, oh, look how cute. And then that's right. When we attack.
I want to know the plan here. Are you just going to cut yourself out of that man husk?
No, we're going to beam him down to the surface in the middle of the Flognars. And then we're gonna bombard the planet with these disco lights, like this.
Epilepsy is still part of it.
But notice.
Second hand.
See? It activates the woman inside him. Bandage up those hands, cover them up.
Okay, all right. Astra, go.
We'll beam you down to the surface.
It makes my skin crawl to even be close to you, Astra, but just the hand
is
this.
Hang on, hang on.
Is really...
Sounds like somebody else is giving orders around.
No, I'm just saying that's the plan. You asked me to tell you the plan.
This is kind of
you're free to order us around. Now you asked me to tell you the plan.
I smell mutiny, sir. I didn't want to say it, but...
You say what you're going to say. Go.
The plan is beam him down to the surface, bombard the surface with disco lights. The woman inside him comes out. They're distracted. We blow them all up and beam him back.
Execute.
Yes! All right, you ready to beam?
I'm ready as I've ever been.
Astra, activate the transporter.
Yeah, I've just got to put this...
So this is gonna turn all of my atoms into a stream of protons, right?
Yep.
And then send me to the planet.
That's correct.
I just want to understand what's gonna happen. Okay, go.
And activate beaming. Go now.
And beam.
Check his file while we're doing this. Severe reaction to beaming.
Turned inside out!
Inside out, human! Welcome to Flognar!
Oh.
I am Flognar Prime!
Flognar Prime!
King of the Flognar!
My name is Jenkins. I come from Earth Sector.
Earth Sector!
Earth Sector must die!
Earth Sector must die!
Flugner Prime, we've come to make peace with you.
Are all of you humans inside out?
Because that's disgusting!
I feel sick about
gross!
I just have a quick question for you.
Feel cold? Like, what does it feel like?
Well, it's warm, actually, because my nerves are on the inside.
Can I touch it? I'm gonna touch it. What is that?
So.
It's a little lady hand.
Oh, look at it. It's so tiny.
Look at it against my hand. I can wrap my fingertips right around it.
The Flognar have one weakness, and that is... tiny human ladies.
Everybody come look at his tiny hands.
There's another one over here, too.
Take
a look at that one. Flognar Gamma.
I bet this lady likes to dance.
Yeah.
Disco!
The flashing lights are go, sir. We can activate the missiles.
Well, what about Jenkins? He's still down there.
Well, we'll beam him up at the impact of the missiles. He will not be affected.
Probably his skin will flip back around the right way, I hope.
All right, execute.
Make missiles go now.
Oh, what's happening?
What is that?
Wow, missiles from above.
You tricked us, human.
Beam me up.
Welcome back, Jenkins.
Thank you. Look at me.
Look at the him.
Look at me. I'm right
look
side
at
in.
You.
I'm right
at
side
him.
In.
Did anyone else notice Jenkins down there inside out? He bled white.
You're an android, Jenkins.
Do you want to go out?
God damn it, it was in his file, too.
Page one.
Title. Why not on the title page?
He never reads it.
Yeah.
Who writes information on the title page?
I do, sir. I do. All those old prejudices we had against androids, against the white bleeders.
And against the mutants.
And against the mutants. I want to put all of those to bed together.
This has been a really intense day. And I feel like we've all really bonded.
Everybody gather around the view screen.
Hyperkiss, sir?
Yeah. Nothing gets me going like the sight of a missiles raining down on the Flognar. All right, everybody, get in. Get in tight.
Lean in.
This is an order.
Here we go. We're bleeding in, sir.
Everybody get in.
All
right. All right. Get us nice and close into the beam.
Really shouldn't put our faces in the beam.
This is a four-way.
We should clean the beam.
Four-way hyperkiss.
I'm going to boil this beam after.
Is that hair in there?
Yeah, that's mine.
Four-way beaming hyperkiss. I'm going to turn us inside out, everybody.
Maybe we could all be turned inside out and then do what this ship does best. Have a really beautiful disco party.
Let's do it.
And 3, 2, for the victory of the Empire!
And I'll just flip on those disco lights.
The light of death!
Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as General Crenshaw and Flognar Prime, Lee Smart as Jenkins, Nognargang as Pilot Henderson Henshaw and Flognar Gamma, and special guest star Kayla Lorette as Astra and Flognar Delta, edited by Illusionoid. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid has an upcoming live show. Illusionoid will be doing a Christmas show November 30th at 8 p.m. in the Comedy Bar Cabaret Space. Tickets will be $10 and will be very limited, so get them early. That's the Illusionoid Christmas Show, Friday, November 30th at Comedy Bar. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.